I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
My God, my God.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I'm not going to use all of this today, but Titus 1 through 8. And then we'll look at 2 Timothy 3. We'll hold that in just a second. Amen. 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 Anybody excited to be here?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody excited to be here? Or would your choice preference be to be in the hospital? Would your choice preference be to be in the nursing home? Would your choice place be to be somewhere with your dress on backwards and not know your right name? Where would you prefer to be right now? Thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's look at this. Titus 2, 1 through 8. I'm going to read this and then we'll go to 2 Timothy in just a second and look at that. Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, be reverent, be temperate, be sound in faith, in love, in patience. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Somebody say good things.
Good things.
That they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say about you. Right. Amen. We can hold it right there, go one page over probably, and that's 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3. We'll just look at 16 and 17. You know it by heart. Amen. Do I need to do anything different with the buzzing? I don't need to do anything. Okay. 2 Timothy 3, 16, 17. All scripture, somebody say all scripture.
All scripture.
Is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We've been blessed by the reading of God's word. You can have a seat. Thank you for being here on today. On today. Quickly, let's talk about, good to see Maya in the house. Good to see everybody here back that was out, and good to see, I know we have some that are out sick today, so we are praying for you. Titus chapter 2, we read 1 through 8. 2 Timothy 3, we read 16 and 17, but we're going to hit 1 through 17. Titus 2, urgent care ministry.
My God.
All right.
We came dressed today. Because we got some urgent care to do. Urgent care ministry. Yeah, the urgent care ministry. So, you know about the urgent care. Some of those places, they are not ER, but they are a dedicated medical facility that you can go to instead of ER. It's like a walk-in clinic. It's not like the traditional ER. But if you need prompt attention, go to urgent care. If you have a matter that is pending, that is not serious enough for ER, but you do need some attention. You do need some medical attention, and you need a medical profession. ER, the urgent care may be a good place. They are dedicated medical facility for serving all people that may have matters that may not be serious enough for ER.
Come on.
So today, Titus 2, urgent care ministry. Write that down. Give an example. My mom took Maya to the doctor even on yesterday, and so we are looking at what went wrong because we didn't really get the news that we wanted. We didn't really get the diagnosis that we wanted. Not so much as because of the facility was not there. Not so much because the doctors were not there. Not so much as because everything that was, all the machines were not there. But it seemed to be the person that was caring for her had lost their care for the work.
Come on,
okay.
Ah, God. So look at Titus 2 today. We're going to look at how can we care for those first and then care for the work that God's given us to do. Look at this. In Titus 2, love this chapter 2, you can see that there is care with an urgency. There's care with an urgency. Look at that in chapter 2 right there. You'll see he's talking to the women. And I'll check this out in the Greek in Titus. And so he was saying that this is an imperative message to get out to the church. If you want to be a sound church, he said, here's an urgent communication. Here's an urgent attention. Here is an alert. Here is an SOS. I want you to be attentive to this. He said, I want you to be concerned about the people that walk through the doors.
All right.
Yeah.
I want you to be concerned about the people that are next door to your house.
Yeah.
All right.
I want
all
you to
right.
be concerned about the people that are across the street. I want you to be concerned about the folk that show up at your job.
Right.
I want you to be concerned about the people that come to your school. And so here it is. He was like, there was a care. There's care that needs an urgency. He said, to talk to the older women, said, I'm going to talk now, men. Today I'm going to talk to the women. But men, you can also use this, as the pastor say, to transport over truth. All right? There's part in there for the men as well. But women, I'm talking to the women today because it's Women's Day at the bed. Somebody should have got happy right there. She said, be concerned about another woman's development.
Right.
Yeah.
Be concerned about another woman's growth.
Oh, right.
Be concerned about whether she is improving or not.
Right.
Uh-huh. Be concerned about another woman. Before you start talking to me about godliness, maybe you should talk to me about how I'm feeling. Maybe you should talk to me about how my kids are doing.
Yeah.
Title 2 is going to show us the urgency that we need to care for is really about relationship.
Come on.
It's really about relationship. Look at that. It's about coming alongside and having a personal relationship with me, having a true friendship with me, learn of me, draw in with me. You want me to draw strength from you, but you don't even know my middle name. How about you just begin to have a relationship with me? Titus 2 says to us, Christian teaching deals with all aspects of life.
Amen.
There is a task and a tension between life and relationship, and we've got to teach that, walk alongside of other women and teach that. So it's complex, women. It's complex because the teacher and the learner must have relationship.
Must have relationship.
It involves a relationship, and I believe Amaya, that the contemporary church really needs to rethink discipleship. How to develop people. And the pastor, it talks to us about that all the time. Titus 2 says to us, it's far more relational than we would ever know.
Amen.
All right, you're right.
It's far more relational. We're wanting to shape the lives of people, mentor them, disciple them. But before there is a shaving, there is a connection at the coffee shop.
Because
another woman can lift another woman.
Yeah.
But I first need to know that you care about me.
Right.
You care about what's going on with me. You care about my development. So before you start all of the preaching, the preaching is great and the teaching is great, but have you checked my temperature lately?
Right. Yeah.
Come on. God. So it's far, Titus 2 says, it's far more relational than what we know. Do you know what my purpose is? You're trying to shape me. You're trying to mold me. But first of all, I've got some thinking that needs to be dealt with. I need to first understand, because I've had so many bad experiences, I need to first know you care about me and my kids.
Right.
Oh, God. And so here it is. I want to know where that place is. We need some settings where we can sit and share life together.
Come on now.
We need to sit and share life together. Before you begin to tell me all about the Christian truths, can we sit and share life?
Yeah.
Share life together. So Titus is saying, I want you to understand, it's great that we have the print. We want the print. Yes.
Uh-huh.
We want the print, but we also want the practice.
Right. Amen.
Well, let me tell you this. A lady at our job, she quit the other day. We are a faith-based agency for our work. It's faith-based. Unless you're under a rock, you know we're faith-based.
Uh-huh.
You go to the website, you see Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Okay, we are a faith-based agency. And we have an employee who recently quit because she says, I don't want to work for a Christian-based organization.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, in the interview, you were told that we were faith-based. On the website, you were told that we are faith-based. Yeah. I don't know what changed me walking in the door. She said, well, I didn't know it bled into everything I did. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? When you go to staff meetings, y'all pray. When we go to staff meetings, y'all have devotion. prayer. People come to prayer and we have Bible study. Uh-huh. I didn't know all of that was involved. I thought y'all were an agency that was in prayer, but not in practice.
Come on, my.
So she left to go make more money because she didn't want to deal with Jesus every day, every week. Every month. We are not that place that just in print, but we're also in practice. And so Titus says, let's read this in chapter 2. He said that the woman needs both. She does need instruction, but she also needs an example.
Right.
I need a pattern to follow.
Right.
Who can walk with me and talk with me through various situations. I need a visible expression. Mm-hmm. And the pastor has been saying for a long time, the discipleship model, it does work.
Amen.
Amen.
Women teachers. Women teachers. He says right there in Titus is, I want you to give good counsel to women. Teach what's right to women. Be a woman of noble character, good character. Teach women how to be respectful. Teach women how to do what is befitting. Pastor tried to steal my sermon all week long at the revival. Y'all heard it, didn't you? And I was even trying to, all week long, take a sermon. I was trying to talk about it. As I was preparing, I said, God, he already preached it. God said, no, you going to say it.
Right.
The behavior that a woman can give to another woman.
Right.
Let me say it this way. Sometimes the pastor can't say, Maxine, your dress too high. It takes another woman to say, Maxine.
Yeah.
Not to dress too high, but to get the woman. All right?
Amen.
To dressing and to speaking. What it takes to be a woman, it takes a woman to speak into that. So once you come alongside of me, women teachers, is that come alongside of them. I investigated this thing a little bit. In Paul's time, these women were doing some real ministry. When newborns were dropped off by parents who didn't want them, guess what? These women of the church would go and get the newborns.
My Lord.
That was the first foster care.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They started taking these women, taking these babies in that weren't even there. Then, when Christian travelers would come through, evangelists and different ones would come through, their house would become a house of hospitality.
Yeah.
You come
right.
over and be in my house.
Right.
The women would be in ministry. Look at this, Matt. And then it says, even the sick and those who are in prison, the women were not afraid to go visit the sick and those in prison in Paul's time. And what we've been hearing the pastor say is, as much as he works to equip the leaders, equipped to give us the word of God, everything we get from the from our leaders, he said, at this point, when I equip you, your next step is to do the ministry.
Thank you, Lord God, for
traveling. Our next step is to do the ministry. So he said, in Titus 2, he just says right there, he says, it's really important that we understand the preaching and teaching. Yes, we need preaching and we need teaching. But for those who don't understand that, it's just a transmittal of information.
All right.
It's just transmitting information. Because the classroom alone, the pews alone, sometimes it's not enough for people. They have to walk Monday through Saturday with another human being, life on life, to understand everything that I got on Sunday.
All right.
It takes a while. It takes a minute. If you want to see significant change, it seldomly happens in 1 hour in church.
Amen.
If you want to see significant change, that's what Titus 2 is all about. Titus says, if you want to teach for results, you got to do it relationally.
Right. Yes.
You got to do it relationally.
Personal.
Do you know how the place that I hurt? Have you taken time to even ask me how I feel today? Titus says, preaching and teaching, yes, it is great. But guess what? When people walk out, if the woman has not, sometimes trauma and pain can block even what goes on in the pews.
That's real.
Yeah.
So it takes another woman, come on women, come on Beth, to walk with another woman through different seasons. Paul says right there in different activities. He goes into all kinds, he spells out a whole list of things we need to address with each other. If you want to see someone develop a new way of life, there's got to be a new way to do it.
Yeah.
We've got to teach life skills. I know y'all don't know about this right here, but we've got to teach life skills.
What you don't
know is, in this church, pre-COVID, there are several times we've had opportunities where women and children and families have come to this house.
Amen.
And confidentially, of course, we haven't been able to share that openly, but I've had to call women that live in this area and say, I am 100 miles away. Can you do such and such and such?
All right.
Because she needs somebody to walk with her.
There are women sitting right here in this house who said, I got it. I'll get Robert. We'll do this. We'll get the Pampers. Come on, somebody. Yes. We'll take her. We'll take care of. We'll take her out to lunch. We'll chat with her. And so we had that even happen right in this house. And if you're going to teach life for results, we've got to do it relationally.
Amen.
Look at that. That's what Titus said. That's all what Titus said. That's all what he said. Teach them how to do all this stuff. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, because we're going to start doing some teaching in this house.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all miss it. We're going to start doing some teaching in this house for this community.
Amen.
Y'all didn't get excited about that. Y'all didn't get excited.
Amen. Amen.
See, it's not my fault. The pastor asked us to pray. And he asked us to fast. And so when I went into prayer and fast for 24 hours not having nothing to eat.
Come on.
It's amazing what you can hear when you pray, Lord. It's amazing when you're going to fast, what you can hear from God. And God God has got a whole lot of teaching. You sit on the teaching all the time. You got some good food in the house. But it's time for y'all to stop in to get all the teaching in. It's time for y'all to start teaching.
Amen.
People have poured into you. It's time for you to pour into people.
Amen.
That some of y'all, even your sorrows can preach.
Amen.
Even your pain is some sermons.
Amen.
And we're keeping all that knowledge and wisdom. So guess what to say? I just came to provoke you to purpose.
Yeah.
I'm just talking to the women. I'm just talking to the women. Because we got too many gifts and idols in this house.
Amen.
2 Timothy 3, what we just read. This is what happens right here. Paul was talking to Timothy, and he said, man, look, let me tell you what's going to happen. It's about to get bad. It's about to be bad. It's perilous times.
All right.
It's perilous times. Talk to Titus about getting ready, getting these women and these men in position, teaching, spending time with them. Let me tell you what's about to happen. It is about to go down. In the world right now, he says, there are people going to be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Wow.
He said, people right now, he said, man, I'm talking about times going to get bad because people going to get bad.
Yeah.
He said, even slanders and lies, he said, people ain't going to be afraid to lie on each other no more.
My God.
Y'all better read the Bible right now in the Bible. He said, they going to be in the business of lying. Okay, he said, in the last day, he said, look, it's about to get dangerous, it's about to get perilous, folk are going to self-destruct. He said, in the last days, you have to pay attention, he said, nothing is going to be taboo. Everybody can break the rules. There's going to be no parameters, there's going to be no boundaries. He said, look for that day to come.
Yeah.
Look for that day to come. No, nothing is taboo. I mean, you can kind of mind you a salad bar. Salad bar religion,
man.
Well, you can go to the salad bar and just say, you know, I don't really want squash. I want corn.
Oh, okay.
I want corn. I want green beans.
Okay.
It's just going to be a salad bar where people are going to pick and choose what gives them pleasure. People are going to be able to pick and choose what they want. What they don't figure out is at the end, when they get to the cash register, somebody got to pay for the salad.
Right.
Amen.
That's how it's going to be. People are going to be looking and say, I am spiritual. Y'all want to see me on TV today? I am spiritual, but I'm not biblical. Y'all.
Come on now, come on.
I'm spiritual. What in the world does that mean? Look at Timothy. Go back up to 2 Timothy 3. Go back to that verse 5. We didn't read that, but go to verse 5. They don't have a form of godliness, but denying the Bible.
Yeah.
And from such people, go quickly. He said, turn away.
Yeah.
Turn away.
Exactly.
So, there's going to be a form of godliness. But there's going to be a denying of the power. I'll give you an example.
Right.
63-year-old lady. She wrote a letter to Dear Abby. She said, Dear Abby, she said, I want to talk about my adultery. 63 years old. And she says, my husband doesn't know. And my lover's wife doesn't know. We're not hurting anybody. We only meet once a week at the hotel for 3 hours of heaven. It's not hurting anybody. Matter of fact, it even blessed my marriage.
Y'all won't know
how this happened.
Mine.
It even blessed my marriage and my marriage bedroom. So what could be wrong about it, dear Abby? I'm saying talk about people, a form of godliness.
Yeah.
Denying the power. That's where we're headed. Paul said, Timothy, be aware. The forecast is about to change.
All right.
Then 6 and 7 says something very interesting. The into household and make captives of gullible women.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Come on.
Some brothers say weak-willed women.
All right, all right.
Some brothers say silly.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to the women. I'm going to talk to the women.
Been there.
Silly women. Uh-huh. And load them down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. At that time, you got to understand, the Gnostics were teaching. And what their belief was really about was that there was this deity that was less than God, but that this deity would put a spark of God, so like you get a taste for God.
Right.
You get a spark of God in you, so that part of you was good. Part of you was good. But with your body, you could do whatever you wanted to without limits. And they were teaching that to the women, and they were saying, you know, your soul is really trapped inside of a body. So matter doesn't, body doesn't matter, material doesn't matter, all those things don't really matter.
Right,
do what you want to do, but there's a little bit of spark, a little bit of God in you.
Just a little bit.
Let's spark of God in you. And so if you do things the way we say do them, you'll be blessed, you'll be successful, and all that kind of foolishness that they were teaching. And what he was saying was, what's happening was, we were teaching that some of the women, as they were being taught this, they were got caught in the trap.
Right.
Following the Gnostics, saying you can do whatever you want to do, there's no limits. And some of them were married. And you just read about this. He said the creepers and the captivators. You call the creepers and captivators. That's how it's moving. The creepers, the smooth talking guys, would come in and literally lure them away.
Right.
The creepers and the captivators, they creep on in, they so slick until you don't even notice.
It's in the Bible.
They creep on in, and the women were lured in, and they were captivated and trapped.
Right.
I promise you, I see that happening every day at work.
Amen.
They were smooth talking.
In there.
And they were smooth talking.
In there.
And they would be missing. But before they knew it, it's right there in the Bible. They some kind of way would begin to just smooth, begin to really forget what they were stood for.
My God.
Not what they believed. Stand matter of fact.
Come on now.
Just like you have, wrong living, wrong doctrine leads to wrong living. Wrong living leads to wrong doctrine.
Right.
So even though it was error what they were saying, it still sounded good.
Come on now. Yeah.
Now listen. Wrong doctrine leads to wrong living. But wrong living leads to more. They were already laid down with sin. I'm already out here anyway.
Come on.
So they begin to follow after the men who were false teachers.
My Lord.
Because what used to sound wrong, sound right now.
Yeah. Come on.
Become loaded down with sin.
My Lord.
My thinking is not clear.
That's real.
Here it is. They said right here that you are willing to learn from anyone, but you never come to the truth.
Mm. Come on now.
I don't like what they preach at that church.
Don't go over here.
So there's a new theory. There's the latest movement. And so I'll go join over here. There's a latest movement over here. I'll leave there and go join over here. And so whatever new movement was happening, they would begin to follow that voice.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do y'all hear me?
Amen.
We should get a Lifetime movie called Creepers and Captivators. They were on purpose. They on purpose would go after the spiritually immature. That's what I've been trying to teach my daughter for a whole lot of years. Getting you ready, equipping
you,
when you leave this house, guess what? The real world has creepers and captives. You say that, but the real world has some creepers and captives.
Yes.
And if we don't build up our young women, that they be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, it don't take but one creep to captivate.
Come on now.
Amen.
They were easily swayed, and they were so good at it, they know how to disguise themselves.
Of course. Yeah. Amen.
See, if I had time, I'd have a few testimonies right up in here.
Come on now.
We don't have time for testimonies. If I had time, I would just do a couple testimonies right in here. Because once they carry you away, they easily sway you. You become a prisoner.
All right.
Take your brother to your
way down spiritually. All the false teachings and all the the choices they began to make kept putting them in bad situations. Yes. And then they wake up and say, how did I get here?
Yes.
How did I get here? How did I get this man? How did I get him?
My Lord.
I know he came with his mama and them. All them came here. It's too much.
Yeah.
As mama and them. Sometimes mama and them, all them come and they bring all their curses. Y'all don't want me to tell the truth.
That's real.
Here it is. Their choices got them in some bad situations. And the sin, their sin from the past and their sin from the present kept them in that state.
Yeah.
For a long time. Have you ever been stuck for a long time?
Yeah.
They were just stuck in the same state. Sin recurring. Sin recurring. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to do it next time. Come on, somebody. Sin recurring. They were just stuck and trapped. And they were in need of urgent care. Where was the woman that would come and say, baby, you've been going around in circles.
Yeah.
Baby, let's break this cycle. Yeah. Baby, where is the woman that would teach you? Baby, don't do that. Don't he's a wolf.
My Lord,
she
could.
They need some urgent care. Look at 16:17. We're almost done. Y'all don't believe it. Look at 16:17. There's an answer to the problem. But I never saw that in the first verses. I always read 16:17. And I said, Lord, how do these fit in all of this? You have to go back and read. Go back and read. 16:17. The Bible speaks. Y'all already know this. We're not going to go through this whole thing because the pastor told us. He gave us a few weeks of this. When the Bible speaks.
God.
Oh, everybody want to sleep one more time. When the Bible speaks.
God speaks.
The Bible, we have concluded in this house, is the authority of this house. The Bible, God, is the authority of this house. Amen?
Amen?
When God speaks, the Bible speaks. When the Bible speaks, God speaks. We've concluded that. We're not going to argue about that. We're not going to debate that. When we want to know God's love, we go to the Bible.
Uh-huh.
When we want to know what God's heart is, we go to the Bible.
Right.
When we want to know what God thinks about something, we go to the Bible.
Yeah.
Because when the Bible speaks, God speaks. And so here it is. He tells us in 16, all scripture, we just read it, God breathed, we believe it's God's word.
Uh-huh.
But guess what? The word of God, it says, when you expose to it, it does something for your life.
Amen.
What does it do, God? What does it do? It says it is profitable.
Amen.
Y'all see that? It is profitable. It is beneficial. It is useful for you.
Yeah.
When you hear the word of God, when you read the word of God, when you study the word of God,
when you read
the word of God, something happens to you.
Yeah.
He said it is profitable, beneficial, useful. Look at it. For what? For doctrine. Uh-huh. For teaching. It teaches us, Gab, what is right. For reproof, it teaches us, Gab, what is not right.
Right.
For correction, Gab, it teaches us how to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For instruction and training in righteousness, it teaches us what? How to say right.
Amen.
It's profitable for doctrine. What's that? For teaching us what is right.
My God.
It's for reproof. It teaches us what is not right. Uh-huh.
Jesus.
It is for correction.
Right.
It teaches us how to get it right.
Yeah.
And then it teaches us instruction. It trains us in righteousness so we know how to say it.
Yeah.
One of all those things happen when we get in the word of God.
Amen.
So it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And when I read it, when I hear it, when I study it, when I meditate on it, guess what? I'm in training.
Right.
I know you at home with your coffee in your living room, but you in training.
Amen. Yeah.
You out of your bed reading your devotionals, but you are in training.
Yeah.
So the picture. You gotta go to just a second.
Amen.
Let me tell you this. When you study, this helped me the other day. When you read, when you meditate on God's word, you give God permission to speak to you.
Right.
You give God permission even to check you.
Okay. Right. Amen.
Oh my God.
Amen.
Okay. Enter at your own risk. When you study the Bible, when you read God's word, you give him permission to rebuke you.
Amen.
You give him permission to shape you. You give him permission. Where am I not aligned, God? Where am I not set? God, go ahead. Feel free. You have permission to put my feet back on the straight and narrow.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's a beautiful land. Yeah, did y'all hear me? Now she ain't gonna work to the front door. I'm just making a point that I have the power in me for her to walk. I have the power.
Right.
This ain't no steps out of line in this house. Your steps are out of order. So let's have a conversation. Cause guess what? Your ain't mine, you will pick you up.
Did I just not say?
Okay. All right. So here it is. God says, I give permission to furnish my house.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
I give permission
to furnish
this world. I know what this world needs, so I'm getting to where I'm at. Because everything the world needs, I'm going to put in you.
Right.
There's a problem in the earth that I need brought me home to solve.
Amen.
You're right.
There's a problem in the earth that only Maxine can solve.
Right.
Can help me understand, God, what you're saying. Look at the next part. He says all this reproofing and doctrine and training and instruction, all of that, is so that you may be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, God. What are you saying? He said, I train my own workmen.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Every supervisor here. You, God said, I get to train my own people.
Train. Yeah.
Okay, the pastor does what he does, and then the word of God does the rest with the Holy Spirit. He said, I just don't want anybody working for me. I want skilled workers.
All right.
That's why you got reproof. That's why you get correction. Amen. That's why you get in Jordan. Amen. That's why you get all the good stuff, but you also get put in check. He said, because I need skilled workers. Because you're taking a part not in your agenda, you're taking a part in my agenda.
Amen.
Come on.
If you want, God says, if you want, Timothy was saying, if you want maximum productivity, let God train you.
Yeah.
If your church wants to be a healthy church and an impactful church, not just a cute church, if you want that, let God train you.
Yeah.
For maximum productivity. I just can't buy faith with all that's already done. I came by to say to us women, because a woman can talk to another woman like this, our break time is over.
Amen.
I'm talking to the bed women. We've been thoroughly, shall we?
Thoroughly equipped.
Different versions say different things, Julie. Thoroughly equipped.
Yeah.
All right.
Fully furnished. If the pastor in this house don't preach not one more sermon, we've been thoroughly equipped. Yeah. We've been fully
furnished. Amen.
All that means is that he says you are covered. Everything you have needed, I have given it to you.
Yeah.
Everything you need, I've given it to you. You don't need to go to seminary. Everything I have given you after 38 years, I've given you what you needed, Timothy Norwegians.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say this for free. Cheryl Williams.
Yeah.
Everything, all of what you would need, all the supplies you would need to get to the next level of your life, I am just like God said, I'm just giving it to you.
Yeah.
Wow. Everything, Max, that your children would need, God has given them to you. So they can be thoroughly fresh.
Yeah.
Thoroughly equipped. Not just, that's not a pun right there. That's all the way through. For every good work. The question is, are you doing your good
work?
My. Or are you just sitting there with a whole lot of stuff?
My Lord.
We know a whole lot of scripture. We know a whole lot of word. Mm-hmm. But are we pouring any of that into anybody else?
My
God. Are we pouring any of that into another woman?
My God.
Thoroughly equipped. Get some t-shirts. I'm thoroughly equipped. Means nothing. I'm fully furnished. What means nothing if I'm not doing the good
work. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
The pastor said, we're going to run a play called Ethiopia. And I'm studying the word of God. He said, well, before y'all run a play called Ethiopia, make sure everybody's fully equipped, fully furnished. Because guess what? In this season, as you saw in Timothy's day, things don't get bad.
Yeah.
Perilous and dangerous times are among us.
Yeah.
They're among us. My
staff that works for me. She never blows anybody. She humped the other day in a car. That's he always here. So she just did a little hump so he would know I'm right here. They get behind her car and literally chase her. They get on the side of her car and wiggle and wobble like they're gonna hit her. Then they follow her all the way. And so she wanted to go, I'm gonna work, but I'm not gonna work. So she, you know what I'm saying, don't come. And they go fast behind her and they slow down. They go fast and they slow down. She goes over to the shopping center and then they leave. It's gonna get dangerous.
Yeah.
People don't care about life. Post-COVID, because I deal with a lot of counselors at work, they said we've had more road rage during COVID than we've had in about after how many years. Everybody's angry about something. For every good work, he said, I gave you gifts, I gave you passions, I gave you a burden, and guess what? Everything I've given you is unreturnable. There's some things I woke you up at night about.
My Lord.
It's unreturnable.
My Lord.
There's some things I've given you to do. It's unreturnable. I expect you to use them in the earth, in the world. What keeps you up at night? What's your good work? What you haven't told nobody about? A question I got is, are you stewarding what you've been given?
My God.
What you've been entrusted with, are you caring for that?
That's good.
Are you caring for that? Are you mishandling what I gave you?
Come on now.
Because I trusted it to you.
Right.
Cheryl, I gave it to you, Cheryl. Because I got a little rebuked the other day. Because, you know, I got a couple of mentees that I mentor. That's it for me. That I mentor and spend time with. But even the other day, I got very frustrated, Cheryl. You teaching what Titus said, caring with urgency, and I got frustrated with one of the women, not one of the other women. And God said, I'm going to try to help her have any patience.
Okay.
Y'all don't want to tell the truth in this church, do you? Because guess what? I expect if I spend a year with you, we'd have spent time together, we'd have prayed, we'd have studied. I expect you to make progress. That's just me. That's how I'm made. That's how I'm wired. God said, I was patient with your behind.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't that what you should have said? Yeah, that's
true. Learned it, yeah.
And so that's what you see a little frustrated. I'm thinking people should be further ahead, Lord. What are we doing? He said, you keep teaching.
Yeah.
You keep trying.
Yeah.
You keep giving instruction.
Yeah.
And you better do it with care.
And concern. Yeah. Compassion.
Because they have to know that you care more about them than you care about standing up here.
My
Come
Lord.
On, somebody. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody that you just come really shut down and get a little bit more patient. I said, Lord, I've been with her for a while, Jesus. We're doing the same thing. Right? He said, show her how to work this out.
Yeah.
Really? So I'm the problem? I have to look at, was I mishandling what he gave me to do?
All right. Come on.
That's good.
Was I mishandling it? He said, you the answer to the problem. I put it in you. Somebody walks with you.
Okay.
It should have been amen.
Okay. Amen.
I'm going to say this out loud. Is anybody in this church? Have you had anybody from the bed walk with you?
Come on now. Hallelujah. Has
anybody in here walk past somebody?
Yes.
To show up for you?
Yes.
All
right. Thank you, God.
Pastor, go read that thing for me.
Thank you, God.
Pastor, go read that thing to me because he's going to be tag team preacher right here. Because I'm saying, if I put in you the solution to the world's problem, then break time is over.
Over.
How long is break, Julie? We're going to take our break. We're going to take our lunch. We're going to get some work done around here.
Yeah.
He said, I gave you all that training so you can be an adequate workman. Yeah.
Right.
What does that thing say out there, Pastor? What is the vision of this church?
At Beth Salem, we envision ourselves as being a loving community of disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Who make disciples.
Uh-huh.
who make disciples.
Uh-huh.
Until we make a difference, both locally and globally, for time and eternity, unto the glory and supremacy of God.
Uh-huh. But we do it how? Lovingly.
Lovingly.
Cheryl.
Now you gotta talk a lot to yourself. Cheryl, do it lovingly. When they get it wrong, do it lovingly.
Amen.
When they do the opposite, do it lovingly.
Amen.
Titles to Urgent Care Ministry. It needs to be urgent, but it needs to be in the right spirit.
Yes. Amen.
I think some doctors and nurses ought to be fired today. Because they have lost their love for the work. We don't want to be in that category. They've lost their love. They're now going for a paycheck. Yeah. But back in the day, your doctor, you knew your whole family.
Right.
You knew what was going on with you.
Right.
It was a conversation.
Right.
As you heard me say early on, most doctors know how to connect with children.
Yeah.
Mighty goes in yesterday, and this person doesn't even connect with her. Most doctors have said, oh, this is your shirt you have on. How are you doing? Because children are sitting there, they already nervous.
Right.
Oh, they just don't get up to you. Can I see them? They have learned, they've been trained to connect with children. We were not impressed. My mom's doctor, he works for geriatrics. We go in there, he is talking and laughing the whole time we're there. How you doing? You looking cute? Oh, it's a cute bag. You been Hawaii? I'm from Hawaii. How long did you stay there? And they just have a conversation.
Because
he's taking her mind off of
her. Right.
He's making her feel comfortable in his space.
A safe place. Yeah. Safe place to land. Yeah.
So he gets ready to give her a shot. And she says to me, Cheryl, I said, I got you. Squeeze my hand. It reminded me of when I was giving birth. She was there holding my hand. Y'all miss it.
Come on.
I said, squeeze my hand. Because there's somebody's hand you're going to have to hold.
Amen.
Before you leave this earth.
Amen.
Before you leave this world, you might hold somebody's hand. Just squeeze my hand.
Amen.
Squeeze my hand. Because she's never been sick. She don't have blood pressure medication. She don't take no kind of medication. It's a hallelujah right there.
Right.
Because she never goes to the doctor. So she is absolutely nervous. And he's cracking jokes and he's talking, making the atmosphere comfortable. And guess what? He gives her a shot. Oh my goodness. And we said, we don't want you to forget to breathe.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm breathing. But the atmosphere was set.
Yeah.
So she would feel safe that,
that
he would say, girl, I got you. I know what you feel.
My God.
Every good work, what keeps you up at night? I'm done. What's talking over in your mind? Come here, David. I know you out there with the sheep, but guess what? I put a giant slayer in you. What?
Yeah.
What did God put in you?
Yeah.
Come here, Joseph. I know you're going to have to go through all this stuff with the pig and the pals and all of this. There's going to be a drain you're not going to like. But guess what? In the time of famine, you're going to be at the right place at the right time doing a good work.
Yeah.
Even when you got betrayed, you still show up and do your good work.
Yeah.
My God.
Yes, sir.
Come on here, Mary. I know you're on the wrong side of the track. You don't have no money, but I'm going to put a savior inside.
Yeah.
And he going to save the world, the whole world's sin.
Yeah.
Mary said, I don't understand it all. I don't know about being pregnant. I don't know about being with a man. But she said, be it unto me according to your word.
Yeah.
All I got is a yes, Lord.
Yeah.
What is it that I'm holding on to? Come on, Bethsaida. Where is the place of the women and children that have been taken captive?
Come on now.
Where is the transitional limit for the place for the women and children that have been lured away.
Yeah.
Okay, I said to you a different way.
Yeah.
You heard me say that we help people in this community who are in difficult times, in difficult situations, and often by their own choices.
Right.
Come on.
And they were taken captive. As much as I was in women in this church,
been there.
Said, go and give them. I'm in Dallas. I need y'all to go. Judy can't go. Maya can't go. Father can't go. I'm sending people to go to help them. And as much as we was helping them, they were being lured away.
Yeah.
And we kept buying cars.
Yeah.
But then something shifted.
Uh-huh.
We said, moving forward, talk to Robert about it, if we get further people that need assistance, the new thing is we will assist you, but you must attend workshops at this
right.
church.
Amen.
Y'all ain't hearing me today. Y'all ain't hearing me today.
Training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some teachers who break is over. They have clocked in, and it's time to teach.
Amen. Amen.
I'm done. Where are the qualified to be working?
My Lord.
Where are the qualified? Because I've been praying over this thing.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about transitional living. And I said, Lord, in my fast time, show me. Hate the pastor put us on that fast. Like, oh, he's not kind of revelation. And the Lord said, you're talking transitional living, but you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if I have somebody call you tomorrow, Cheryl, and say, here is two houses for Ben Taylor, he said, y'all ain't ready.
Okay.
I said, what you mean, Lord? He said, if that guy that I put in your head, that picture, if he calls you and says, I got some houses for y'all, I heard y'all trying to build, are y'all in position? Yeah. Are you after you have adequate workmen in place? Do you have a program in place? What are you doing to get ready to prepare for the rain?
Yeah.
All right.
So I put this all thing together, gave it to the pastor. I said, we're going to start having skillful living workshops in this church. It's going to be on the radio. It's going to be on the newspaper. And people have called it Rachel with plans how BBS, Julian discovered there's some women that need us. Y'all want me to tell the truth in this church?
Amen.
There were some teenagers who was going to lose them. How we look at it, and it doesn't bother us, because somebody's gifted to do that, it stirred somebody up.
Yeah.
So here it is. We are going to be equipping for maximum impact.
Amen.
We'll talk about that later on. We're going to stay at church one Sunday and talk about that. But it's all going to be about getting ready to do our good work. All that God put in us, it should be transferred to good work.
Amen.
All right.
We've been sitting under too much good teaching and preaching and training for years.
All right.
God said, now what? So guess what? Just like the urgent care, we are a dedicated medical
facility. Come on.
Okay. It's not serious enough when you have to go to ER, but I promise you, in between, what is it, Jerusalem and Gaza? If you stop by Bethsaida, we'll change your whole life.
My God.
Because we have yielded ourselves, and we're going to be instruments in the hand of God.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm done. Titus 2, Urgent Care Ministry. Where did that model from, Cheryl? Jesus. Because it was urgent that he come to be
all of us. My Lord.
It was urgent.
My Lord.
Come on. Because while I was yet.
Yeah.
While we were yet sinners.
Yeah.
Being silly. Come on.
While we were yet weak. While we were yet weak will. While we were yet silly. While we were yet making bad choices.
While
we were yet doing that. He said, I urgently have to get on the case.
Yeah.
All right.
Because if I don't, he will literally self-destruct.
Thank you, Lord God.
We will, guess what? I'm telling you this way. Not only have we been led away by creepers and captivators, some of us were the creeper and the captive.
Okay.
Y'all.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Some of us had a degree in creeper.
My Lord.
Some of us had a degree in captivator.
My Lord.
We know exactly what to say. We know exactly what to wear. Y'all want to talk to me?
Come on now. Yeah.
And we had a degree in captivating.
Yeah.
In creeping. We can't blame all over the people.
You're right.
We had a degree, Julie.
Yeah.
And we got some people ensnared in some of our mess.
All right.
So if you live through the mess, if God brought us out,
right.
In the world, are we not saying to every woman that we see,
right.
Don't go this way.
Right.
Don't go this way. Don't go this way. Go left. Don't left. Don't go
That's real.
I used to ride women at the college with the kids. Because they standing there trying to give all these kids credit cards.
Yeah.
I need somebody to stand there saying, don't listen. Don't listen. It's a real enemy out there.
Yeah.
And then you're 50 years old and they're still paying for college.
Yeah, you're right.
Still paying for college. They grown, got their own kids, still paying for college.
Amen.
Because they got this bad situation.
Yeah. Choices, yeah.
The other day I was talking, and I called Papa. Boy, okay, they called Papa. Papa and Joseph Johnson, my mother. And I said, you supposed to be one of the teachers.
Amen. Yes, her blog.
There's some gifts lying dormant in this house.
On point, yes.
Poppy, pace asleep, let the table of the Lord say it. She said, okay, how about we make some adjustments right here? Did you hear me?
Come on now. Yeah.
I said, I think we're going to go to senior age. She said, why not juniors? I said,
come on. Okay, come on. Love it.
Because guess what? She thought that's something that's true.
Yes.
What's the truth on the inside? We need to bring the kids to the table.
Yeah.
2022, 2023, I was going to ask. Here's the women's ministry unveiled. We're going to be Titus 2, Urgent Care.
All right.
Because we urgently need to get about our Father's business.
Amen.
If another young woman dies on our watch, shame on us.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
If another young woman kills her children because she's overwhelmed, shame on us.
Yeah.
We're not taking no more dollars. Paying no more hotel bills.
All right.
Until we get people that can get some skin in the game.
All right.
We need some long-term solutions.
Yeah. Right.
We need some sustainable solutions. Because we don't want to be that church. They say,
no,
we had y'all help people, but that's going to look different this year. Come on, somebody.
All right.
Help's going to look different this year, boo.
Okay.
But we're going to give people care. And we give them choices. I'm not
going to do
that. We give them choices.
Yeah.
You can stay there if you choose and stay so. We're going to pray for you. That's not our desire for you. That's not God's will for you. That's not His best for you. But you can stay there. But we will not invest time, treasure. Come on, somebody.
Okay.
If you're not interested in doing something
different. Yeah.
We want God's best for you.
Yes.
And guess what? Sometimes His best may be, even for our own family, sometimes His best may be walking away.
All right.
Because they got to be uncomfortable in that place.
Right.
Don't get them excited about there until they get uncomfortable about here. Still excited about there. But it's far more relational.
Right.
It's far more relational. So I'm going to have those regular workshops here. I'll tell y'all about it a little bit later on. Got a great little vision, but I want to hear feedback. Because guess what? They're not going to hear my voice teach. They're going to hear, I'm going to have coordinate, but they will hear one sound but many voices.
Right.
They will hear one sound but many voices. The sound will be that we care about you.
Yeah.
The sound they will hear is that we have no agenda.
Right.
The sound they will hear is that we love the Lord. We
bring
us to do this.
Right.
We don't do it. We don't do it well.
Right.
That's the
glory of God.
But they don't hear many voices.
All right.
I'm done. We're going to say, teach, Poppy.
Amen.
Teach, Julie.
Amen.
Even to the point, Bill, that's going to be some cooking classes.
Amen.
Ready, set, cook.
Yeah.
Because you just heard Titus say, what? They don't know how to take her home.
Right.
They don't know how to do it. Let's not blame them for not knowing
what to do.
Let's not blame them for not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
I went to church. I heard the preacher. One of the girls said the other night at the Bible. She said, that pastor guy, I don't remember his name. She said, but he makes you understand it.
Yeah.
We got to make them understand, but we got to walk with them. Words. I don't know if they said church.
He preached that in my girl. 17 years, he preached that in my girl.
Yeah.
Because we got to make it simple.
Right.
I'm
Thank you, Chair, for a word.
Yeah, God.
Facilitating about women's ministries.
Yes,
and also, amen, vision of what God gave a vision to for the transition of housing.
Yeah.
In the spirit. Amen. She's kind of sharing with us up on this morning. Amen. New things for the women. Amen. To do. Of course, we are very heavy. They always help us. Amen. As God uses us. But I think she's given some very, very great things out of the vision that God has given us. It should be powerful for the next move of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, what I want to encourage you to do if you can, you know how to get to our podcast, our website. You probably need to go back and maybe listen to the sermon a couple more times because you don't always get it all on the first time. But kind of listen to it a couple more times so God can, and His Spirit can inculcate that the ideas that she shared, those biblically based faith-based ideas that she shared into your spirit so we can all go on together. Amen. And making that vision come to fruition.
Amen.
Bless God here this morning.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy just come and take that. Amen. Because that has a lot of potential. Amen. For changing this community in radical ways.
Yes.
So we don't want to we just don't want to minimize. So go home, listen to it a couple of times, pray over it, think
Amen.
About it. Maybe Amen. God will share what part you can play in it, what talents, strengths, weaknesses, experiences, paths that you have that you can join to. Cheryl, I was helping you say, hey, this is something I think I can bring to the table when you do this. Amen. Everybody here has something to bring to the table.
Amen.
That's what I give God is. So whatever you have to bring to the table. Amen. When she kind of gets that rolling, bring it to the table. We want to see what God can do with all that you share. And to listen to
Thank
really,
you, God.
Really powerful. That's why I want you to kind of listen to it a couple of times because we need to get it down a little bit more.
Yes.
Our spirit so it can take hold. A lot of times we just listen to something and then the enemy will come in and take it before you take root. I want to ask, hey, listen to that a couple more times so it can take root in your spirit. So God can do some dynamic things with us as a church. Thank you so much for everybody that's here today, those of you that listen to the podcast or looking at us on the website. We'll be looking at this thing on our website later. Amen. As you pull it up. So thank you all for all of that. We're about ready to go. Good to see all of you today. Amen. We're hoping as we kind of get past this little upsurge in the COVID situation, amen, we have more people present. We can see all of you that are present today, and if you're not present, thank you for connecting in the way that you're connecting. All right, let's see if I have anything further to say. Thank God. Let's continue to pray.
Amen.
And as always,
amen.
I think we're ready to go.
Pastor. Biden had to leave, but he wanted to come and personally thank the church for his gift and towards his graduation.
Okay.
So he asked me to tell the band, thank you. Don't charge to his brain. No, he said, do charge to his brain, but not his heart that he hadn't said thank you before now.
All right, thank you. For sure. All right, we'll continue to pray for you. And all the other college attendees and college students that are with us. All right, let's stand now. Those of you that came will, it's again, it's good to see all of you here on this way to see what God does
Amen.
In that business.
Amen.
Sure, thank you again, Cheryl, for sharing it with us. All right. I'm just hesitating because it seems like something is not close. Or maybe I don't remember it later. All right. Now, on the hearing is able to present us without fault before our Father's throne. Amen. May the love of God our Father, the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit our Comforter, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let us say together, amen, 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 amen. Thank God for that prayer for revival this week too. I appreciate amen. Your support.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.